Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, happy Labor Day weekend, or pre-Labor Day weekend anyway. This is Michael. It's Friday, September 4th, and we are doing our, the third episode of September, or fourth maybe. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And we'll be doing a show every day this month. We've come up with a little idea to help create some interesting content, but also to lead us into our 1500th episode, which will be airing on October 1st. So between now and then, we're going to be doing these shows that we're calling HR Snacks, or Snackables, I think is what Robin called them. And they're no more than 15 minutes with one person talking, just sharing a tip or an idea for the HR space to, you know, hopefully make something better. My show today is called Why is Robin Cranky AF? Keep it clean. Why is Robin Cranky AF? Robin and I were talking yesterday about the woes of the world. As everybody knows, ad nauseum, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. We have racial tensions. We have a pandemic. We have a stalled economic model in the U.S. that has people unemployed, even though it keeps trying to come back. It's herky-jerky. A lot of big problems going on in the workplace, strife between employers and employees, definitely strife in the political world with the Biden and Trump campaign, and just so much weird stuff, fighting over masks. Masks have become political. If you wear a mask, you still have given up your freedom. It's a muzzle to stop people from talking. Just tons of stuff. And I was talking to Robin about this, and she said, I am so sick and tired, you know, and just kind of went into a little rant, which I was kind of codependently sharing with her. And it made us kind of realize that this is probably not a great tip, but everybody, including us, is really operating in this environment, but there's never a break. You never get a break from the political news. You never get a break from the pandemic and that you could have corona on your fingers or if you don't sanitize your hands like a maniac, and I'm not making fun because it's awful. And the list goes on right back to those things, racial tensions, male versus female, you know, just liberal versus conservative. So many things that are so hard, and there's no end to those. In fact, sadly, the one that we probably have the most control over and the one that will end soonest is actually the election. So I'm gonna put in a pitch. No matter who you root for, please vote and vote absentee, vote early, vote during the day, or my personal one that everyone will hate is vote by mail if your state offers it. But get in and make your feelings known and vote. This is not a voting show. So going back to why Robin's cranky AF, right? There's no break. There's no release from these things. And that sort of like, you know, when you're living in this sort of low level stress all the time, makes you feel bad. It makes you drink more. It makes you just, you know, people are not normal and they don't have any way to control a lot of the normalcy that they would like to feel. And why am I talking about this in relationship to Drive Through HR? I think one of the things we've done, so Drive Through, as I said, is approaching its 1500th show. You know, we've done a lot of interesting work over the years, some silly shows, hockey shows, and other, you know, scary stories on Halloween. But the goal of Drive Through, I think, from the time of its inception back in 2009 by Brian Wimpen and up until now, has really been to do a couple of things. One is to provide some content that it might have some value to the HR community at large. And I think the other part is to allow the HR community to kind of be in touch in a different way than we do normally at conferences or at work through these podcasts. And now there are a million podcasts out there now, and there are some really great HR podcasts. I'm not going to try to make a list in this show, but they are really well done. They're really well produced. They use the right microphones and all this stuff. Robin and I don't do any of that. We do it live on the radio. Whenever we do the show, we do it live on the internet. No production, no pre-recording. Our guests sometimes show up, our guests sometimes don't, you know, that kind of stuff. Why do we do Drive Through HR that way? Because it's sort of, we kind of like the old school approach. We kind of like the spontaneity. It's in some ways lightens up our day. And that's I think how we managed to get to 1500 episodes is, for me personally, it's a great way to stay in touch with the community in HR and the business community, and talk to people that I know, or meet people that I haven't met yet that might be, for, you know, connections downstream. It also is a way to stay in touch with content and topics that I don't have the time to spend reading about, since my job is primarily focused on labor and employee relations. You know, I love hearing about training. I love hearing about comp stuff or whatever, OD, things that I don't touch every day, but helps me stay current. And I think that in these last 6 months, for sure, and coming up in over the next month, I know the mission of Robin and I and Dwayne and Crystal Miller and Dwayne Lay, who are our co-hosts, although they're going through a lot of life things right now and haven't been that active, but they'll be back. Our goal is to really do three things, I think. One is to give HR people a place to congregate. Another is the place to give HR people a chance to learn. And then, of course, as I said, it's a place for Robin and I to kind of do some work that is a little bit different than other people in the space. So we're really grateful that y'all take the time to listen to us. We get about 1,000 listens per episode, which is far more than I would have ever thought. And, you know, we get good feedback. We love to hear more feedback. So if you hated this show, for instance, don't tell me, but if you listen to another one, please do share it. No. Anyway, that's really my snackable is, look, you know, stay in touch with your community, stay in touch with your friends, try to find a way to have fun so that you can get out from underneath this sort of soul-sucking cloud of misery that we live under right now. That may be some drama, but sounds good anyway. And then, and then do one more thing. And that's what I'm going to close on. I have a cup here in front of me, a coffee cup I bought the other day. And everybody knows I used to be the coffee shop guy, take a picture of my coffee cup wherever I go. I did that earlier this week with the cup. And the cup has a simple phrase on it, but it really resonated with me when I saw it. It says, be you and be kind. So please go out and be you, the great HR practitioners that you are, and go out and be kind and find a way to give people, whether they're our employees or your colleagues or friends, give them a moment of appreciation and grace while we're living through this tough time. And stay connected with us here on Drives of HR. Thanks for listening to our show. We'll have another show up on Monday at around 1 p.m. Everybody have a great Labor Day weekend, and I'm out.